Consumer watchdogs are blasting last week's decision by the Maryland Public Service Commission to let Pepco raise its rates. Even though the Maryland utility didn't get all it wanted, the PSC is allowing the company to raise rates and add a surcharge to improve grid resiliency and reliability. AARP Maryland's Tammy Bresnahan says the decision means there's no end in sight to increases in customers' monthly bills. She says the surcharges force customers to pay for work up front, which changes the current process in which customers pay for improvements after they're made.
Whether it's 24 cents or it's $2, there's just going to be no end to what the utilities will be getting. And now, not only are they getting more, but they're getting it up front without doing the work first.
The PSC estimates Pepco's new surcharge and rate increase will cost customers about $2.50 extra a month for the first year. Bresnahan says AARP Maryland and other consumer groups are discussing whether there's anything they can do now to stop the increases. She points out other local utility companies have similar requests in the works.
Baltimore Gas Electric Company has filed for a grid resiliency charge. Washington Gas, they have filed for an increase. We're probably going to see this over and over and over again.
Pepco spokesperson Myra Opel issued a statement expressing disappointment that the PSC had not granted the company's full request for a higher rate increase. She says the amount the PSC approved doesn't adequately support the company's investments to improve service reliability or plans to improve grid resiliency. I'm Allison Burns reporting for Maryland News Connection.